You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Securities and Exchange Board of India is planning to ask companies to make more disclosures at the group company or conglomerate level, including on financial transactions involving unlisted entities. In its annual report released on Monday, SEBI said group-level disclosures could be made mandatory around cross-holdings where one publicly traded company owns stock in another. Private companies are not required to make rigorous disclosures related to their financials or other material changes in the way public companies are. This includes disclosures by a listed unit of a privately held conglomerate. SEBI said it plans to harmonize disclosures made for the purpose of public offers and continuous disclosure requirements. Meanwhile, Qatar Investment Authority on Monday picked up a 2.7% stake in Adani Green Energy in a block deal worth ₹3,920 crore nearly a month after the renewable energy firm raised funds from GQG Partners and other investors. The move is a sign of investor confidence in Adani Group companies after a report by Hindenburg Research in January resulted in the conglomerate losing nearly half of its market capitalization. QIA, a sovereign wealth fund of Qatar, bought 42.6 million shares in a bulk deal at an average of ₹920 a share. The shares were acquired through its wholly owned subsidiary INQ Holding, while Infinite Trade and Investment, a promoter entity of AGEL, was the seller according to stock exchange data. Moving on, disbursements by mortgage lender LIC Housing Finance will see a rise in the September quarter as challenges relating to the rejig of its offices and technological upgrades have now been addressed. Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer Tribhuvan Adhikari said on Monday. Adhikari said, quote, "In the September quarter, we are aiming for and are pretty sure that this declining trend in disbursements that have been witnessed in over three quarters will be taken care of," unquote. The housing financier's disbursements fell to ₹10,856 crore in the June quarter from ₹15,202 crore a year ago. Similarly, they were lower at ₹16,027 crore in the March quarter from ₹19,315 crore a year ago. On to money matters. Gross written premium for the non-life insurance sector grew 13.82% year-on-year in July, the slowest pace so far during this financial year, thanks to around 60% year-on-year decline in premium for Agriculture Insurance Company of India. The sector's gross written premium increased to ₹26,629.35 crore in July, from ₹23,395.34 crore in the same month last year, according to data released by the General Insurance Council on Monday. Significantly, the monthly growth rate for the sector, excluding the two specialized insurers, Agriculture Insurance Company of India and ECGC, stood at 18.87%. AIC's gross written premium witnessed a 59.06% year-on-year decline to ₹611.46 crore. AIC garners around 50% market share in the crop insurance space. In the aviation sector, the Committee of Creditors of Jet Airways on Monday asked the Jalan Kalra Consortium to pay ₹350 crore, adding that it may not pursue the appeal for transfer of ownership if the said amount is paid. Last month, the JKC had sought clarity from the NCLAT on the transfer of ownership of the grounded airline, claiming that the lenders were creating hindrances in restarting operations. The counsel for SBS said that the consortium had not infused any funds in the airline and had not complied with any of the conditions laid down by the NCLT's order for the transfer of ownership. In January 2023, the NCLT had laid down condition precedents for JKC to fulfill the transfer of the airline's ownership. Over to industry. According to HP Research, 92% of Indian employees believe hybrid work improves work-life balance, but it requires better tools and tech training. Vikram Bedi, Senior Director, Personal Systems, HP India, said that the hybrid work style has become a reality in India. However, the lack of IT and technology infrastructure at the office and remote locations is impacting employee productivity. Recognizing the opportunities to fill the gaps, HP has introduced a range of hybrid work solutions for seamless operations anywhere, anytime. According to Bedi, the recently launched HP Dragonfly G4 laptop is a game changer for today's mobile professionals. Lastly, let's talk about the stocks you need to watch out today. These include Adani Ports, Paytm, GCPL, HDFC Bank, Inox Wind, Torrent Pharma, Coal India and Ramco Cements, among others. Godrej Consumer Products posted its fiscal first quarter profit at Rs. 318.82 crore, down 7.6% in comparison to Rs. 345.12 crore during the corresponding quarter of FY23, missing estimates. On the other hand, Pricewaterhouse has resigned as the auditor of Paytm Payment Services with effect from August 7th, said 197 Communications in a regulatory filing. HDFC Bank has hiked its marginal cost of funds-based lending rate by up to 15 basis points across select tenures with immediate effect. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.